All right, you're listening to the WGXC Morning Show. I'm Tom Rowe, and I am now joined by Thomas Lael. Hello, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Oh, we can hear you too.
Sorry.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
You're more than loud there. We're just testing all our levels here on everything. And what's playing behind us?
I think we're starting off with this is a track from Soundbarn, the experimental duo that I play in with Patrick Weckler. And this is a new recording, actually. It's not available yet. It's called Memorial. But maybe a little bit more placid than many of the things that we've done in the past. So maybe better for the morning.
Well, at least to get things started here. So you're we'll introduce you to our listeners here. You're an artist that is based in Valencia.
I am.
Yeah. And do you consider yourself a sound artist, a visual artist, or an amalgam of all those things, how would you describe yourself?
I guess an amalgam. I make visual art, but I've always played music, and I've played in this duo Soundbarn for the last several years, and we had a CD come out, and we were on GXC a while ago last year maybe, and then. We have a new one coming out, I don't know, soon, as soon as I finish the cover.
And you also have a space that's called Soundbarn in Valencia, too?
Yeah, Eric Hardiman from Albany Sonic Art said that Soundbarn is an idea. It's a state of mind that there's Soundbarn, the duo that we play and record things sporadically. But there's also the Soundbarn, which is a venue, sort of. A kind of DIY venue at our place in Valencia Kinderhook, which is an old, I think you guys have been there once. It's an old, it's part of an old barn, which is part of an old orchard, and it's the cooler of the barn. So it's a pretty big space, kind of cavernous, insulated space, very boomy, fun to play in. So we host, we play there. I mean, it started really because it was a place for us to play. But also we will host people, you know, when they're passing through. I have some sort of little shows along the way.
And there's one coming up next
week?
There
is next Thursday. There's a Soundbarn show. The return of Valerie Cuna from New York. She's an amazing cellist who's playing acoustically in the space, which sounds really, really fantastic. Just a touch of vaudeville to her performance, a lot of singing and speaking and a lot of broken bow hairs. And she's touring right now with Joey Molinaro, who's a sort of experimental violinist. And he'll be joining her. And Century Plants, which is a duo from Albany, Ray Hare and Eric Hardiman, both
They've played in Hudson several times, I believe.
Yeah, they have, yeah. Founders of Albany Sonic Arts and Tape Drift Records. They'll be playing, and then Patrick and I will be playing too, because you know it's our place.
And that's next Thursday, July 12th.
July 12th at 8 p.m.
And where is the Soundbarn in Valencia?
The Soundbarn is right off of Route 9 on Maple Lane, and it's about halfway down Maple Lane. Look for the large brown barn, and right at the intersection of Blossom Lane.
And that's next Thursday. But this weekend you have an opening at Art of Mai in Ghent. Is that right?
I do. Yeah, I have. My other part of what I do is I'm a visual artist, and I have a small show opening with Architecture Omai, which is a branch of Art Omai. A couple pieces inside the Visitor Center, ones that were actually in the show recently in New York at Masters and Palavin, and they've come up for this, and they're sort of in support in a way of the piece in the field. Architecture Omai has a field itself. And I did a new, they sort of commissioned a piece for the field, which is a concrete piece. And so that's going on Saturday, 1 to 4 is the opening reception.
Reception, yeah.
And the field piece is permanent. And I think the pieces in the Visitor Center will be up for a while yet. Maybe until, I don't know, Thanksgiving or something. But I hope people can turn out for it. I'm really happy with the piece in the field. Not that I'm not happy with the pieces in the Visitor Center, but they're a little older.
And it's called Notes for the Future? Is that the name of either of the pieces or the works together? Or?
It is the subtitle of the piece in the field, but it's also the title of the show. All the work that I've been doing for a while has been really revolving around notions of utopia, and ideas of utopianism. And that's my work is sort of an inquiry, a sort of research along the way. And these all revolve around Buckminster Fuller's Dymaxion map, which is a map he designed that was composed of triangles, just like a dome. If you imagine two domes, you get a globe. And if you flattened those two domes, you'd get a Dymaxion map, sort of splays out. And the point of his map was also that it could be reoriented easily, that you could flatten it in such a way to understand all the land masses of the world as one land mass, which in fact they are, or you could reorient to see them as simply the fringe around an ocean. So you would get a different view of the world, a sort of utopian idea of how you see the world and how you envision yourself within it. So Fuller has been a sort of touchstone for me. Not that I'm necessarily focused on Fuller, but he's been a kind of stand-in for that idea. And the works are collages. The works in the Visitor Center are collages that are made of photocopies of mostly drop cities and communes from the 60s and 70s, archival photos. And there's a few domes in there and modernist architecture, but diced up into very small pieces so that they themselves are made of the parts that would make a utopian society. And I should say one of my interests with the utopian idea is that it almost always fails. That, you know, I sort of admire the dream in a way, even though it seems almost doomed by its own components, that communes almost always fail by the very things they were trying to escape. You know, they grow to such a size that they can't make a decision, they argue about things, and they dismantle. And I'm not cynical about that. I think it's sort of interesting. I think that, you know, that we still try. We still try to make things incrementally better.
Are there lots of efforts to create utopias these days? I mean, you think of the 60s as the time when...
Yeah, you do, right? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's not the hotbed idea that it was in the 60s and early 70s, maybe. But I don't know. Maybe they're going on out there. Maybe you'll hear from people in the next few days. They'll be calling in from their utopian ventures or something.
How do you try to get those kind of ideas across in sound?
Well, I don't know that it exactly is the same in sound, because it's also it's a collaboration too. Soundbarn is two people, though I guess it is. There's maybe a small shred of similarity in that the collages, while they have an overall structure, the moves within that structure are all improvisational. And so too, I think the music is Patrick and I will make a very general sketch of, okay, this is what we're going to do, which usually doesn't turn out to be in fact what we do, but it's the seed of an idea. And then, from there we just improvise, and it's a dialogue. It's a sort of, it's like free jazz, I suppose. There's something inherently democratic about it. Right, that it's, you propose something and it's either accepted or refuted, and you have to then revise and reconfigure, and it all happens on the fly in a very sort of noisy, cacophonous, you know, dialogic way. And I guess so there's maybe like a methodological similarity, even if the work isn't, you know, that maybe the sounds aren't necessarily utopian derived or something. We use samples here and there, but they aren't. Buckminster Fuller might show up now and then, but not in a programmatic way that you would really recognize.
Are these recordings, like the recording we're hearing behind us, are they improvised too, or yeah, are they more composed?
No, they're improvised. Yeah, we never compose anything. What we're hearing in the background is a piece from, it's called Memorial, and I suspect that's because we recorded it right around Memorial Day. We're really, really deep about our titling. It seems to be a three-part piece, but it had a lot more, had more melodic features maybe than we often have. And, which was, I think, a surprise to us. You know, that wasn't part of the plan. In fact, you know, the plan is usually like, we'll start quiet and get louder, or we'll start loud and get quieter. And what happens within that just unfolds in the doing, you know.
And the other piece you brought is that a new one too? It's called Gunpowder.
That is a new one. That's from a CD that will be coming out on Tape Drift Records, which Eric Hardiman from Albany Sonic Arts runs, and he'll be releasing that, I guess, pretty soon. I mean, as soon as I get the cover finished up. And
what kind of release will that be? A CD or a MP3?
A CDR. You know, small. We have very limited ambitions. He did our last CD, Valentine, and it's again a 3-part piece. Not because we're tied to that. That just seems to be how many we can record in an evening. And most of these are recorded live in the sound barn when we're just out there working and woodshedding. I think that one's a little noisier, you know. And it's maybe, I may have said this, I think it's maybe almost a year old now, whereas Memorial's quite new.
And if you're just tuning in, I'm Tom Rowe. You're listening to the WGXC Morning Show, and we're talking to Thomas Lael from Valacia, who has a show at the Sound Barn next Thursday night, a sound show, and also has a visual art opening at Art Oh My on Saturday, July 7th this weekend.
Sure.
So you set it up, I think, enough?
I think so, yeah. It may be a little noisy for 9:30 in the morning.
But we'll wake everybody up with this. All right, so this is Gunpowder from Thomas Lael on the WGXC Morning Show. right. You're tuned to Gunpowder from Thomas Lale on the WGXC Morning Show. And Thomas is here with us in the studio.
Thanks for having me here.
You wanted to talk a little bit about Soundbarn is not just a venue in Valencia and a duo with Patrick...
Patrick Weckler. Yeah.
But you also have a imprint?
Yeah, we have a small sort of chapbook venture that we started called Soundbarn Press, which came out of, I guess, years ago. My wife, Tara Fracalosi, is also an artist. When we were in graduate school, there was a this little publication that started as a sort of graduate school leaflet and then sort of grew, called Soup Magazine. And this is back in the day of zines and you know, pre-digital output and getting film made and such. And it sort of grew, Soup sort of grew beyond our reckoning in a way, and it became, in a way, a burden. And I lost my hearing. There we go. Eventually Tara just voted to kill it. It was just taking up too much time and energy. But I think I always really missed it. I enjoyed producing something and interacting with all the people that was required to generate such a thing. So it had been percolating. This is maybe, you know, like 18 years ago. And it was it had been percolating for a long time. So I once Soundbarn was sort of happening, and, you know, the Soundbarn only functions sporadically, I thought it might be nice to do... do like a little imprint along with it. So we started Soundbarn Press. The first one was, it's all committed to sort of poetry and experimental writing. The first one was mine, which was really just to be a guinea pig and see if it could work. And then the second publication was James Cullinane, who's an artist and writer in New York, an old friend of mine. I had really great writing in it. And the third was Lee Rinaldo of Sonic Youth fame. And those three are all out right now, and I think in the fall, I'm hopeful, I've been talking with Vito Acconci about doing a chap of his. He gave a talk up at RPI last year, and his talks are always pretty incredible, but he concluded by reading this piece for a proposal for a research station in Antarctica, and I just thought it was so beautiful that I really wanted that published. So I contacted him. I know Vito from a long time ago. And it turns out he has two versions of it. One that's descriptive, which is what he read, and another which is a dialogue. It's the same text, but it's read by two different voices, and it changes it a little bit. So I think we're going to do that and maybe a couple others that go along with it in a little chapbook. But we're going to try to hash that out this summer. And then I'm not sure what next. Obviously, Lee Rinaldo's chapbook has been the bestseller of the group, and we're almost out of them, and he's almost out of them. So I think we may actually end up even doing another one with Lee. I sort of like Soundbarn. I have very lowered expectations of everything. You know, if I can do a couple a year, I think that's...
Yeah, are there going to be more Soundbarn events in Valencia this summer?
Maybe, you know, it gets hot. That's the thing. So I think what we didn't do this year, which we've done before, which I think you attended, was the River of Drone, which we usually do in May. And I think maybe we'll do that in late summer or Labor Day weekend or something like that, which is always a sort of cool event. The first year, I think the one that you guys were there for, with like 18 musicians. I'm not sure it was a drone.
It was kind of durational. It was all day.
Yeah, it was 8 hours long. Yeah. It was sort of a river of din, actually. in the second one, we had, I think, just six people and sort of mixed up into different duos and trios. So I'm not sure what this year will bring, but I'd like to see it happen again because it's sort of a cool event. Hopefully that'll be coming. And I don't know what else will happen along the way. Probably more in the fall, you know. But we do have the event coming up this Thursday.
This Thursday, again, is Century Plants and Soundbarn. And
and Joey Mullinette coming up to play. And actually, Valerie was one of my, when the Times Union asked me for the best of the year, and she was one of my best of the year for last year. And she came, she was really right at the end of the year, December 11th or something like that. But as her encore, she was the first one on. She's a cellist and she plays acoustically and sings. And she I have a sculpture in the sound barn of a geodesic dome that was in a show previously that my son mostly plays in now. And at the end of her set, Valerie crawled into this. It's only 5 feet tall, this geodesic dome, and she came out wearing a Guy Fawkes mask, which was pretty unexpected, and sang her last song about needing some money with a Guy Fawkes mask on. So she'll be back. I may have blown the surprise there, though. So
well, she may have a new surprise.
Maybe she'll have a new disguise. So that's Thursday at 8.
Thursday at 8, and the Sound Barn is where in Valencia?
It's right off Route 9 on Maple Lane, at the pretty much at the intersection of Blossom Lane.
And what's the website folks should go to if they want?
The website is soundbarn.blogspot.com. And don't trust Google Maps. They actually will put you somewhere else, not at the Sound Barn.
I think that's the case with Wave Farm, too, here. we're actually a mile down the road, apparently.
Yeah, I noticed that, actually.
From where we are.
Coming.
So, yes, you're listening to WGXC Morning Show live from Wave Farm, and we're talking to Thomas Lael, who not only has a show next Thursday at the Sound Barn in Valencia, but has an opening this weekend at Art Omaha. You want to tell everybody the details about that again?
Yep, a show called Notes for the Future, a small show of recent work, a couple pieces in the Visitor Center, which will be air-conditioned, and a new commissioned piece out in the Architecture Omaha Fields, not too far from the Alice Acock piece. And that's Saturday 1 to 4 is the reception.
And artomai.org is the website there for more information. And ArtOmai is at 1405 County Route 22 in Ghent, in the middle of Columbia County. So you'll be out there on Saturday.
I'll be there.
And you'll be in Valencia on Thursday.
I'll be
all
there
right.
Too,
so anybody that's listening can go online for more information and tune in then.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for stopping by today, Thomas.
Thanks for having me out.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
See you soon.
We'll listen to some more of Gunpowder now.